We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmen, Ma'idach Siv, it says in the Pasuk, when it talks about Torah, Yelas Ahovim V'yalas Chayn, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Yelas Ahovim V'yalas Chayn, Da'deho Yervucha B'chaleis, V'havosa Tishke Tomer, this is the Pasuk. Ayelas is a female ram. Lomanim Shvatar Torah La'ayelas. Why is the Torah compared to Ayelas? Loim Eloch, I think it is, maybe not. If someone has English, tell me what Ayelas is. A hind? You know what a hind is? No. Okay. I thought it has like an ayel, ayeles. Maybe I'm wrong. But loymalach ma ayala rachmat sar v'chaviva abayla. Just like ayala, its womb is narrow. V'chaviva abayla, and she is chaviv on her mate. Kol shav v'shakushar shen, like the first time, like a basula. Af divrei Torah chaviv ma'alam dem kol shav v'shakushar shen. Every time you open a gemara, it's like the first time you're learning. It's so geshmak. If you learn Torah, Shemalas Chayin, female deer. Okay, so Yalas is a female deer. A hind. V'yalas Chayin, Shemalas Chayin al loim deha. What does V'yalas Chayin mean? That if someone learns, it brings Chayin onto the people who learn Torah. People like people who learn Torah. And the Pasuk is Vayta, Da'deha Yervucha B'chol Eis. That the Torah are compared to Dadim. Lo v'nimshlu divi Torah l'dad, ma dad zeh, every time the child comes to nurse, he finds milk. After the Torah, every time you learn a little Gemara, you find something special. And then the Pasuk says, in the love of Torah, Tishka Tamid, you will go Meshuggah, Tishka Meshuggah, you'll go crazy over the Torah. Going, Rav Elazar ben Bados, Amar Rav Elazar ben Bados, Shayoshev Oisik b'Torah b'Shukah Tachlin Shal Tzipayri. When he was learning Torah, he used to find him learning Torah in the lower market of Tzipayri. V'Sadinai and his rekel was still Mutl b'Shukah Elyon Shal Tzipayri. Was found up there. He learned Torah. He went flying 10 miles away. When he learned Torah, he was so into his learning. He was so meshuggah about his learning that he went far away. One time someone found this nice record, it was brand new, nice record. He said, you know what, I'll take it. And what's the way he saw it? If he tried to take it, he found inside a snake. Hashem protected his clothing. Tanit Be'er of Anna, Ma'idach Siv, says in the Pasuk talking about the Tamid Chom, Reich Vei, Asoinois, Tzoycharois, Tzichoirois, Yoshiv Al Midin, Vaholche, Al Derech, Sichoi. What does the Pasuk mean? Zok tomorrow. Reich Vei, Asoinois, Midin Chom, Shemahalchim, Me'ir, Le'ir, Medina, Medina, Le'Matairo. People who ride donkeys are to be the chum, who go from city to city to go learn Torah. There's an Indian to go learn Torah out of your makam where you live. And that was the derech in those days. Tzichayrais, which means the lashon of clear. They make the Torah like clear like the day. Yoishava midin, shadonu by dinamis, that they dan the right, correct din, la mita, the true din, the true halachas. V'hol chayel b'alei mikro. Those are people who learn Chumash, Al Derech El Valei Mishnah, and Sicha El Bitim Echam. Why are they called Sicha? Shekol Sicha Sidur Torah. People learn Talmud, people Valei Talmud, people learn Gemara. All day they're talking and learning. That's what they're doing all day. Even when they talk Dvarim B'Telem is Torah by them. Omer Rav Shizvi Shemrel Ezmer Azariah. Ma'idach Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yachroich Ramiya Tzidiyah. And the first drasha of the Pasuk is like this. Lo Yachroich is acronym for Lo Yichyeh V'Lo Yarech Yomim. A person will not live long and not marach yomim tzayed aram. If he's a tzayed aram, what does that mean? That he makes believe he's learning. He just keeps on learning, one blot after another without chazering. That's what he's tzayed aram. Rashi says, shemar b'begirsa v'nechazala. He keeps on learning, he has a chazer. That's a tzayed aram. That's not the right way to do it. That's one way, Rashi. But Rashi says, no. Rashi says, that's pashut. You don't need a pashut for that, Rashi says. Ain't a Ramai El Shaita. A guy who learns, keeps learning about Chazering, he's not a Ramai, he's a Shaita. It's not Pshat Pasuk. Sheshu says Pshat Pasuk like this, the opposite. Here, the Ramai means a loss of being cunning, of being smart. Rav Sheshu Shama, Tzayed a Ramai Yachroich. Someone who learns Torah with in an astute way, a cunning way, he will be Chayrech, he'll roast his chickens, he will eat his prey. Which means that he chazes right away when he learns. And the Gemara gives a muscle to it. Because of the muscle of Tzayid, Shetzad Tzaparim, he's catching birds. So, how do you catch birds? You want to catch a lot of them. So what do? If you're everyone, you're busy bringing it back home and locking it up, it's to take you a while to get too many. So what he does is, every bird he gets, he breaks the wing, and then he just gets a lot of them. So here, every time you learn something, you break the wing, you learn chazes, and you have it in your pocket. Right then and there. So let's read inside. Each one he breaks the wings. Mishtamer. If not, it will run away. Someone who gathers money from nothing will lose it. But if he's covered, what does that mean? The word hevel means chavilos. There's a lot of chunks, a lot of wet chazering. He'll get less. Which means if he learns a little bit at a time, then he'll be marbe Torah. Notice, a lot of Tamil Chum know this, but they like learning more. They don't like chazering. I did this with Kayim B'yadil. My son was Mekayim, and it helped me remember my learning. If you ever wondered how the Torah, the people in the Midbar learned Torah Shabbat Peh, we'll learn right now. Ketzad Torah Bonam. Ketzad say the Mishnah. Rashi says, Ketzad lomdu Yisrael Torah Shabbat Peh. How did the people in the Midbar, for the 40 years in Midbar, like Rav Avigdor Miller says, they were in Koil for 40 years. The Gans Klai Yisrael was a Koil for 40 years. That's what it was. They learned for 40 years. Nothing to do. They had, everything was taken care of. No clothing, they didn't have to buy any clothing, they didn't get any food. Everything was taken care of. All they do is learn all day. So what was the Seyda Halimut? How did they learn it? Ketzad say the Mishnah. Moshe lomad piya gvura. Moshe learned it from Karis Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron. Aaron came in Mishan Eloi. Moshe Pirka. Moshe taught them whatever he learned. Nistalik Aaron. Nistalik Aaron means when they learned Torah, they sat right in front of him, facing him. Hoyu einecha royes merecha. Nistalik Aaron. Aaron, after he heard the learning, he went to the left side of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Shanu Lehem. Nistalik Aaron, Yosef, small Moshe. Nichnasu Banav. His children came in. And he taught the children now of Aaron, Elazar of Isama. Shalom Moshe Perikon. Nistalka Bonav, Elazar Yeshalom and Moshe. Elazar went to the right side of Moshe, and some of the small Aaron, and some went to the left side of Aaron. Rabbi Yehuda says a little different. Amal Oilam Aaron Liam and Moshe. Chayzer. After Elazar and Isama ready to sit down, Aaron goes to the right side of Moshe, and they go to the flank both sides. Now, it's already, Moshe said it twice already. He said it to Aaron and said it to the Bana. Now, Nicholas was a Canaan. This Canaan came in. But Shana Moshe Perika and Moshe taught them the learning. Now, Moshe is the third time he's saying it over. This Dalkos came, Nicholas called Om. This Canaan went to the side now. Nicholas called Om. But Shana Moshe Perika. The Om came in and he taught them for the fourth time. Moshe is saying it over. Nimtza B'yad Aaron Arba. Aaron heard it four times. B'yad Banam Shleisha. His children heard it three times. B'yad Zakanim Shnaim. Zakanim heard it twice. B'yad Kola Om Echad. And the rest of Om heard it once. Now Nistalik Moshe went back home. Mishalom Aaron Pirkei, and Aaron taught over the whole. Aaron heard it four times already. He said it over now. Nistalik Aaron, Shalom Bonav. The Bonav now taught it to everyone. Pirkon. Nistalik Bonav, Shalom Zakenim Pirkon. This game said it over. Nins Viyada Kol Arba. Everyone had it four times. Aaron had it four times. Viyad Moshe. His children had it three times. Viyad Moshe. One time Viyad Aaron. This Zakenim had two. Viyad Moshe, and then had Aaron and Bonav, and the Om had it once Moshe, and then they had Aaron, Bonav, and Zkenim teach him Torah. Everyone learned it four times. Omar Avalaza, Eliezer, Chayiv Adam Hashanah's Tamidei Arba Pam. You mechuyev to teach your Talmud the Gemara four times. Kavachayim, Omar Aaron, Shalom Moshe. Aaron learned it from Moshe, and Moshe was so clear in Pia Gevura, and still he had to learn it four times. Kach, Hedi Pi Hedlach, it's Kavach Kama, you have to learn it four times. Rabbi Kiva, Omar Chayiv Adam Hashanah's Talmud, Tamidei Achi Yalam Denu. How do you know you're mechuyev to teach the Talmud until he knows it? Shenemar lamda es bnei Yisrael. You have to teach them, they have to know it. Umnayan shes du rafim. How do you know it has to be mamash basuda in their mouth? Shenemar sima rafim. Put it in their mouth. Umnayan shechayel haris lepalim. How do you know you have to explain the reasons? Maybe just teach them the words and they'll figure out the reasons themselves. No. Shenemar ve'ilah mishpatim shetosim lefneim. You have to put it in front of them like a shulchan aruch, like Rashi says. Now the Gemara goes back to this, the Braisa, the Seyda HaBraisa, the Seyda HaLimud. And the Gemara says, why can't Moshe just teach everyone four times? Why do we have to have the whole thing with Aaron and the Zkenim? So the Gemara says, covered the Aaron of Vonav, covered the Zkenim. Wanted to give a cover to the Aaron of Vonav, to give him a chance to say over a shiur or so. Right, the Gemara of Nail Aaron, Nigam Moshe. This is like, very simple answer. Let Aaron learn from Moshe four times. Vilela Bonav, Vilegum Aaron. Vilela's came, live from Vonav. What's the problem? Let Moshe teach it one time, four times to Aaron. And then everyone go four times. So tomorrow, no. Keep the Moshe Pirkei Gamar, Mestayim Milsa. Moshe learned it from Hashem. So everyone had to hear from Moshe at least once. That's the best way to do it. Omamar, we have a four machlokes when Aaron was Mestalik. So if Aaron for sure, right, when Aaron finishes, he goes to the left of Moshe. But then when his banav come, it's a machlekes. According to one man, the Amar, Elazar went to the right of Moshe, and Esamah went to the left of Aaron. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, after the banav heard the shir, Aaron moved to the right side of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar, who died Elohim, Aaron, Lamin Moshe. Chayzer. So Gemara says, "Kaman oz the whole time went to the right. So shloisha shoyim alach mederach. Three people walking in the derech. Harav said the Rav is himself. A god will be a mino. He caught them a smiler. Lame Rav Yehuda. It sounds like Rav Yehuda who says that Aaron should be on the right side. V'lo rabbanon. So I don't know. Fill time rabbanon here since he was sitting right on the left side because when there were only two, he has to be on the left side. So it's tircha to make him go to the right. So tircha to Aaron, you make him go to the right. Maybe he agrees to it. So the Gemara Vaita, very very famous Gemara. Rav Preida havelei hu tamida. Or prayed to have a Talmud, that Tonila Aramea Zimdi, the Gomar. It took him 400 times till he learned. After 400 times teaching him, that's when he used to get it. Yemechad, Boyle Milsala Mitzvah. Or prayed to have a mitzvah to do afterwards. He told the Shir, and before Shir, by the way, after the Shir, I got to run, I have a mitzvah to do. Tonile, he taught it 400 times. Like Gomar, the Talmud did not learn it. Omele, Idna Maishno, why didn't you get it? I did 400 times already. He shaited Omele Lamar, Ike Milsa the Mitzvah. The minute you told us you have to leave, I started getting a little clarity over here. Every minute I was saying, Hashtag Imar, maybe leaving now, getting nervous. He couldn't learn. He couldn't stand all the shit. Omele, no problem. Have Daite, listen now. I'm going to teach you again. He told him another 400 times. Another 400 times toward them, I got to heard, you know, you usually learn that what's the godless of the story. I prayed how much patience he had, right? So I heard from someone, they said, look at the godless of the Talmud. Imagine us, you know, we learned how three times, we got to go daf, nun hey is good, we don't need it. They'll do the daf. Here, he's ready to 800 times this Talmud. He was fine, he teach it to me. 800 times he learned it. Unbelievable. Okay. They understood what Torah was those days. Nafka Baskal, Baskal came out, Omele Nichele, the least of Dalame Ashani. The Baskal came out and said, Rapreda, you deserve a reward. Do you want a reward of 400 years? Oi, the Tisku as at Vidaroch La Almadasi. Or you and your Dor Vizaikha to Elam Abam. La Almadasi. Omar, he said, Nisku and Avadari La Almadasi. I want Elam Abam, me and my Dor. Omele Kars Baruchu, Tnulai Zu Vizu. You're going to get both. You get an extra 400 years, and you're going to get. The Bali Musa say that Rav Preda got 400 extra years. Hashem saw he's doing good stuff with his time, and they say another Knech that really Rav Preda, when he was teaching 400 times, he wasn't really learning. He was giving up his learning for this. When is he going to learn? Hashem said, "I give 400 years. You have time to learn. You get a lot 400 years. You have a lot of time to learn." Zakti Mar Vayit Amar Chista Ain't Tyrim because of a Samanim. The only way to carry Samanim is remember. The only way to carry Tyrim is putting Samanim to it. Shem Asima Fiyam Al Tikur Sima El Simano to put Samanim Ramazim. There's an English word for Ramazan. It means like simon memorox or something. I don't know what it is. An English word for it. It means different words to remember the Torah. El simon. Shem Rav Tachlif from Rava. Rav Tachlif from Rava heard this memory from Rav Chista. Also, Amr Kaved Ravo. He said it to Ravo. Amr Atam Hosmas Mislinullah. You, Ninbava, learn from Pasuk Simafim. And now we have a different Pasuk to this. Mahalkam Asinullah. It says in the Pasuk, Atzivilachot Tsioinim. Make Tsioinim, Simulach. What's tzionim? I mean, I say tzionim and Torah. Make simonim for the Torah. My master died tzion. Listen to simonim. How do you know tzion means a simon? The chesiv says by a cave. A raw etzem adam uban as a tzion. He saw a person's bone and he built another tzion. So you see that a tzion means a simon. Rav Leza Amahacha, the makar for simonim from this pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Emra lechachma chaysi. I tell chachma, you my sister. I know you well. You're like my sister. Umoyde levina tikra, and moyde means like a lesser relative. Vina is my relative. And it says, "Asam moida'am l'tayra." The pasuk says, "Umoida labina tikra," which means with teaching to mean moida'am l'tayra. Make simanim for the tayra. Rav Amar a little different. "Asam adam l'tayra" means make zmanim for tayra. Make kvo itim l'tamidichem to know when to come. Make a time to meet them know that come now. That's how you make the el learn better.